From Boomer Fieldhouse on the campus of Woodward High School, this is Classic Bowl Boys Basketball Game 2. Featuring the red team coached by Shane Feely from Alva against the white team coached by Canute's Brock Steffes. Here now with all the action of tonight's Game 2 are Trent Caldwell and Tyler Riggs.
Welcome back to Game 2 here, Classic Bowl 34 at Boomer Fieldhouse. Jimmy Peck Court getting ready for what promises to be a great one. First one was a lot of fun. Towards the end, we started having a little fun out there, but that's what it's all about, really. And we got a chance to see some of these guys taking the court for one last time. Good one again tonight. The Red Squad going to be led by Coach Shane Truckee Feely from Alva. Fifth season, 69-65. It's his 24th coaching season, though, overall. Over 260 wins for Coach Feely. That's 82nd all-time coming into the season. He does have a state title. He's been in Burlington, which is where he played. He was at O'Keene for 6 years. He won that state in 07, 116 wins when he was at O'Keene. Buffalo for a couple years, Winoka, Drummond, so he knows the area well here and as one of the winningest coaches in the state.
And a sharp one, Trent. I mean, we talked about that with Coach Ritzky on Tuesday night. Well, Coach Feely is very much in that same mold.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a guy that's just detailed down to the bone. We both experienced that throughout the season with it, you know, interacting with him and just a fantastic coach.
Yeah, detail-oriented. He's going to be playing with his son, and he's going to be on his team. So one last game with the son here as the coach. So it could be a special night there for Coach Feely. Jackson, who's a real good one, 6'4". 10.5 a game player, but it plays better than that scoring average. Alva Goldbugs, 23-4 this season. Had a great regular season. Kind of went cold in the postseason. Led to their downfall a little bit. Weird, kind of fluky. Shooting was hard for some reason.
Basketball's a game of runs, and they just caught the bad end of the run, if you will, on that.
Yeah, at one point, they were right at the top of the state. Great year for them. Brock Steffes of Canute's going to coach the white team in his fourth season. We know Canute, obviously, as a baseball power, but a great basketball squad.
I don't think I do.
Great basketball. Great basketball. Sorry about that. We got a little technical difficulty here.
Hey.
Great baseball squad. Won the state baseball tournament a year ago.
Where are you?
Okay. As we get ready here to tip it off here, as Brock Steffes, as we mentioned, in his fourth season, 22-9, lost the state quarters to Hydro Eakley this year, 64-46. But another great year for Canute on the basketball court as well. They got a couple good ones. Colt Randall, Colby Maddox, two real good multi-sport athletes going to be playing here tonight. And Colt Randall will be on Coach Steffes' squad this evening. Your starters for tonight, they're going to have Trey Torrance, Caleb Black. Trey Torrance from Hammond, 5'10", 19.5 a game. Caleb Blackwell, a Laverne Tiger, 5.6 a game. Jackson Feely, 6'4", 10.5 a game. Colby Maddox, a Canute Trojan, going to be playing against his teammate, 6'1", 9 points a game, as well as Jesus Cano, 6', 11.9 points per game, the center there for Woodward, and going to be playing here tonight starting for Team Red. For the white team, Zach Chavez, 6', 17 points a game, a Woodward Boomer playing against his teammate, Brett Griffith for his third game of Classic Bowl, 19.4. points a game, and Colt Randall, 6'3", 10 points a game. Zach Hidalgo, 6'8", 19.4. And we're going to listen now to Matt Adair as he introduces the starting lineups.
Number 15, Brandon Hoven. Number 20, Nate Bagnett. school number three, Austin Reed. From Greenwood, Oklahoma, number four, Drake Pettis. From Paducah School, number five, Holt Randall. From Iceland School,
Adair doing a great job with the PA introducing Red and Team White, and we're not going to do another national anthem here, but we're getting ready to get going here. And you're already seeing the same thing. You're seeing teammates with a couple different Alpha Gold Bugs out there tonight, a couple different Canoe Trojans out there tonight, some Visayan Indians, and teammate on teammate, a couple Arapaho Butler guys going to square up. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, no, ready to get rolling, and you know, Trent, when these two guys or when these two lines were coming out there getting introduced, you could see the teammates you mentioned there shooting each other looks, giving little golf claps. They're ready for that now.
So I had a big hand for Brenner Fortune there, as well as Sam Halverson. Yeah. So very popular. So here we go. Red team's already out there, raring to go. Jesus Cano going to tip it up for the last time here in the Boomer Fieldhouse.
Special moment for Jesus.
You know, he'll be squaring off against Zach Chavez on the other side.
Going against him.
But first, he's got to tip it up with Zach Hidalgo.
That'll be a good battle.
White team going right to left. Red team going left to white. Left to white. Left to right. That's going to be tough.
Hey, that's how you know it's Thursday trip for us.
That's right. There we go. Hidalgo and Cano. Double-digit rebound getters there. And Cano deals the tip, sends it back to Caleb Blackwell, the Laverne Tiger. And they swing it around quickly. Quick look here. Drive in by Torrance. Kick it back out to Cano. Now he flips it over. Long three for Jackson Feely, and the coach's son coming out, playing for dad one more time with a three. Put him in front, three zip.
It's only right he gets the first bucket.
Chavez, dribble weave on the outside to Hidalgo, back out to Chavez, lob up to Zach Hidalgo, and Torrance saw it coming, but Hidalgo regathers and misses the putback. Trey Torrance showing the hops, and number three can really get up.
He can. He's a solid athlete.
They give it to him. Looking for a teammate, now back other side. That's Colby Maddox, and lob to Torrance this time, and that time broken up on the backside. It looked like Austin Reed did everything he could to try to stop that.
He did three on three there, if you will, number three on number three.
It'll stay here with Red and going to be inbounded by Torrance underneath the hoop. Underneath, spin move, Feely again and hit it. And Jackson with five and a smooth five. And he was an all-region, all-stater as well from the Basketball Coaches Association, an all-state selection. Alva was loaded with talent this year.
Man, you want to talk about a team that had five guys that get you 20.
Griffith's $2,000 man drops it up. He won his baseball scholarship earlier, but he missed that shot. And the back we go to Torrance. Crossover, kick out. Cano open for three in the corner, and Zeus misses it. Rebound back the other way to Chavez. Chavez now to the wing. Thinking about a three out there. No dice for Reed. Steps in the mid post, picks up his dribble. Back out, Chavez for three, and that's no good either. Off the mark. Back we go with Feely. Feely, hard shot, you know, lost control of it and flips it right to Hidalgo. Quickly ahead to Chavez. Nice job running the floor. Blackwell tries to strip him. And Zach Chavez scoring two on his home floor. 17 a game. A little banged up during the course of the year.
Yeah, had a bit of an ankle injury. Had to fight through. Came back.
Torrance lost the basketball, but fortunately goes off the foot of Austin Reed. Stays with Team Red. Torrance under the hoop. Bounce pass up underneath. Cano coming off a screen and drops it in for Jesus. And Zeus with two. So both Woodward guys getting on the board here early. 7-2 Red, front of White with 17:49 to go. Feely ahead to Cano. Zeus one more time. Lost it. Oh, and altered by Hidalgo, who stopped it from going down.
Zeus, that would have been an athletic bucket to get somehow. But Hidalgo said no.
And there, Reed trying to find some room, kicks it off his leg, goes out of bounds. Score remains 7-2 Red, 17:34 remaining here in the first half early in game two. Just joining us, Roberto Hernandez, Zach Hidalgo, awarded West Player of the Year. Both going to be playing tonight, although not out there at the same time. East Player of the Year, Chase Davis, a Kingfisher. Long two there for Torrance, and a rebound on the back end by Chavez, quickly ahead to Brett Griffith. Multi-sport athlete, fantastic student, but no-look pass won't go for him there, and Torrance comes away with it. Bounce pass, low bounce pass underneath the Feely, can't quite corral it. Tried to force one up, and back the other way we go with Griffith. Flips it over to Hidalgo, long three, Hidalgo bounces once, no good. They try to go for the tip-in by Chavez, and it won't fall. Score remains 7-2 Red, they've got the ball. Going left to right here. Handoff. Torrance into traffic and swatted by Hidalgo.
He was waiting in the wings.
You are not going to get that through there.
No.
Over to the corner. Long three. Reed. No good. Tipped. Out of bounds by Chavez. And going to go be inbounded underneath the hoop by Team Red in front of the cheerleading squad. And up to Caleb Blackwell. Mr. Blackwell, academic all-stater. A lot of smart kids on the floor. Elbow shot, Reed won't, or by Feely won't fall. Pass forward, Chavez, three from that corner, bounces once, and nice board again by Zeus. Forward, other way. Attack, Torrance, off the glass, won't go, tried to get the tip, that won't fall either, and Chavez comes away with it. It's still 7-2, Team Red, 16:02 remaining to have. Lob underneath, oh, and a push, oh, and dangerous there's Torrance. Got a hold of Reed. He's going to go help him up.
Yeah, I don't think that was quite intentional.
No, not quite intentional, but he was trying. He was coming in pretty hot.
He was.
No one's trying to get hurt out there. And Trey Torrance is going to go help him up. Say sorry. Slowing it down now a little bit for Team Red. Bounce pass over to Feely. Jackson. Hands it back off to Maddox. Maddox flips it around to Blackwell for a three. Comes up short and followed by Feely. Feely guarded by Griffith. Top of the key, they swing it around now to Torrance, hand in his face, and drops it down, and Trey Torrance is on the board with three.
Smooth stroke.
10-2 Red, and not shooting it as well as the last game. They started out hot.
Right, they did.
Especially the Perry brothers. Chavez looking for a space. Nice crossover by Zach Chavez into the paint. Takes it right at Cano and over top of his teammate for two.
Wonder how many times they did that in practice, battle like that.
10-4. White team needed that bucket. Quick three, Blackwell. That's going to come off long. Jesus tries to tap it back and taps it to Hidalgo, and that's going to do it for our first 5 minutes. Media timeout here. 14:59 remaining in the first half. Team Red team leads Team White 10-4. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Boomer Fieldhouse. 14:59 remaining first half. Red team 10, white team 4. And we want to thank Moore's Roofing. Classic Bowl 34 brought to you by Moore's Roofing. Neighbors you can trust for all your roofing needs. And brought and presented to you by Team Lane. Search Team Lane on Facebook for more information. And we're going to get a whole new five again And it looks to be an athletic new five here for Team Red. We're going to have Dyson Hazelbaker, Donald Weber, Braden Hofen on the floor at the same time. Carlisle's out there, Ryan Carlisle, as well as Kaysen Dunham, Fargo Gage, Nate Metcalf from Hooker. Wrong number 20 is Nate, the Hooker Bulldog. White team, going to have David Cronister, not playing too far from home, the Moreland Bearcat. Either is Blake Buller. And Blake may be the most important post-high school career. He's going to the Marines after this.
There you go.
Josh Land is out there. Hammond Warrior wears that number 15 for his brother. Passed away in a car accident a little over a year ago. And representing him well here tonight, here in spirit. C.J. Smith out there as well, sealing Wildcat. And Land with the basketball. Guarded by Metcalf. Takes it at him. Right hand, Josh Land can't get it to roll around and go in. Rebound by Weber. Weber with a basketball. Sharpshooter gives it to Dyson Hazelbaker, the Visai Indian. Bounce pass now to Metcalf. Flip back, Hazelbaker. Top of the key. Carlisle, Buller's hand in his face, comes off short. Nice rebound underneath by Weber. Thought about shooting it. He is going to shoot it for three, and Donald Weber, who can catch fire. He's a good shooter. And that's three on the board, 13-4, red team in front of white. White team with the basketball, David Cronister. Gives it up to C.J. Smith, into Buller, trying to back his way inside. Blake hands it off, baseline, Land flips it right back. Great pass by Land into Buller for two more, and Blake Buller, the first person to score, not named Zach Chavez for Team White.
He needed that bucket, too. Started to slip a little bit.
Weber again. Heat check. Top of the key. Oh, he faded away like he knew it was going in. That was no good. And a rebound by Cale Nelson. Visai Indian there guarding his teammate Dyson Hazelbaker. Teammate on teammate. Smith, three. Hofen let him have it. Missed shot. Rebound. Dyson Hazelbaker looking to run. He's looking at Hofen. Behind the back dribble. Can't find him. Kicks it back outside to Carlisle. Three hand in his face. That's an off the mark. Tipped around by Hazelbaker and goes right to David Cronister. Played in the baseball game a little earlier in the week at Cronister. A couple of these guys played baseball. Carlisle as well there. And Cronister, the miss short. A little bit of talk, trash talk out there between Carlisle and Cronister. Score makes 13-9 red. 13-6 red. Quick three. Hazelbaker, no good. And now we're chucking it up a little bit here.
We're getting the shooting phase out of there, you know. Everybody chucking them.
Smith doing it again. Why not? Everybody else is. That's off the mark. And Hazelbaker with the rebound underneath the hoop. 12:51 remaining in this first half. 13-6. Dyson with the basketball, and he bounces it back to Braden Hofen. Exceptional athlete is Hofen. Lob to him. They were looking at him, but red all the way. Cale Nelson playing the defense down there.
On top of it.
Buller. Ooh, nice. A high dribble. Takes it over everyone. Eurostep won't fall. Great move by Buller.
Shot 95% of it looked beautiful.
Until the end. The finish. Weber from a corner court. That's going to bounce high. And that's not going to go down. And these are the kind of shots, if this was an actual game,
you
would
be
get
pitched,
taken out
yeah.
for. A little bit of a low. Tried to carry it there. And they're going to call a foul on the ground as that was a drive attack by Land. Metcalf gets charged with a foul, his first, team first. First foul of the game, I believe.
Yeah, it's been clean so far up until
letting him play. Cronister, elbow, no good, and rebounded under by Carlisle. And Ryan Carlisle, Josh Land going to try to take it from him. Three-quarter court, look at the defense by Land. Behind the back dribble by Carlisle. Now into Hofen, into a double coverage there, into a double
got
team,
stick.
And got the high shot to go down. And Hofen, who's probably the fourth leading scorer on Alva, but the guy when you watch on film, when I saw him, I said, who's that guy?
I was about to say, you're the one that, you know, said he popped for you, and I mean, he's a great athlete.
Cronister on the miss. Back comes Weber, head of steam, tried to hoist it up on Blake Buller, and they both hit the deck. Ball is loose, and Cale Nelson comes away with it. No call.
Some chaos there.
Nelson finds himself alone in the hoop. No one stopped ball. Cale's on the board with two, and 15-8 to score. White team trying to carve into it. Red team with a basketball.
Uh-oh.
Weber again. Buller in his hand in his face.
Rimmed out.
And a rebound off the miss. And that is Josh Land. 11:08 remaining in this half. 15-8. White needs a bucket. Nelson around his teammate Hazelbaker takes it into traffic to Weber, and he picks up foul. number two of the game, and that'll be Weber's first.
I think Russ does for Kel early on. He's not the biggest guy out there, Trent. We talked about the size of both teams, and he's not afraid out there right now.
Cale Nelson, an exceptional baseball player, small school West All-Stater, great field, some great plays in the infield at third base in that game.
Yes.
He rolls that one in. Second one no good for Cale, but he's got three. 15-9 red, they've got the basketball. Well, left to right, Hazel Baker with Nelson on him. Back outside of Carlisle. He's going to shoot over Cronister. That won't go. And Carlisle and Cronister having a little bit of a three-point battle. Neither one of them have made one.
No. Well, David, he said the shot was looking good in practice so far that it come together.
Confident.
Yeah.
Spin move won't go for Lamb, but a rebound and a putback by Blake Puller, who's got four. 15-11 red. The white team's starting to claw back a little bit. Weber thought about a three back outside to Hazel Baker, trying to get around Cale Nelson behind the back dribble. Fade away, shot won't fall for Dyson. Tipped again, out of bounds under by the cheerleaders under the hoop. And back we go with Team White. 15-11, they trail. Chance to cut into this again, they haven't led. 10:09 to go in the first half. Cronister, step back three, it will be a big shot if he hits it, and he does.
He's feeling it. Yeah, he just needed the step back, Trent. That's what it was. Oh, my.
Hazel Baker tossed it up. He thought the 10 minutes was going to be off. He had some more time than he thought. That shot didn't go, but 10 minutes remaining. Red team by a point, 15-14 to score. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Join White's Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welly. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34. Best and the brightest from the tri-state area coming together here. Woodward High School basketball game number two, and this will be our first look at one of our West players here. Roberto Hernandez on the floor, along with another man who's $2,000 richer, Grant Thurer, who won the Gulf Scholarship. Looks like some other guys out there as well for Team Red. Damian Ramirez, Cherokee Chief. And Carson Nelson. And Sam Halverson, big Sam Halverson, comes up shooting for three for the white team white. They've got the basketball. It's a drive kick outside, and you're looking at Drake Pettis from Medford. Long three, and that's off the mark for Drake. And Drake, the shortest guy out there tonight. He's going to air ball that one. As Pettis, see what we have him listed as. It looks like, according to him, 5'5".
So you know what? I'm not going to argue with him.
And he's guarding Roberto Hernandez.
That's not fair.
The lob to Hernandez. Tried to back guard him because they didn't know where the lob was going to be. Red maintains possession, though. Almost turned it over. So a fade away there, and the paint won't fall for Ian Silver from Buffalo. And here we go back the other way with Team White. That's Brenner Fortune, another valedictorian. He takes it inside, up underneath. That won't drop for Brenner. Great athlete, great football season as well for Mr. Fortune. Pettis. All 5'5 of them slips it to Halverson. And Halverson knocks it down, and that's about as big of a size advantage as you're going to see between an assist.
Oh, man. It's, and not just in height, but wait, Halverson's about two of Pettis.
You can't miss him out there. And Hernandez ran right into Halverson, who was chose to play basketball. He could have played the football game as well.
Yeah, kind of surprised some people, I think.
Hernandez keeps going until he gets there, and the shot to drop floater won't go. Rebound underneath, and that will fall for Ian Silver. And back we go the other way, as that is Gabe Wyatt for Cherokee. Playing against his teammate, Ramirez. So that shot won't drop now. Another attempt by Fortune. And Hernandez on a break. He's got Wyatt on him, and Wyatt's no match for Hernandez to the rack, and there's nothing you can do if he gets it that close to the rim.
Yeah, Wyatt gave him the Olay defense. You step in there and you step out for a second.
Crossover, Pettis into traffic, taken away by Thurer, and Thurer's got Pettis in his hip pocket. Thurer's got to take, oh, he lost the basketball, and Pettis just hounded him, though he turned it back over, but it's still a one-point game here. Red team 17-16 to score, 7:55 left in the first half. White team with a chance to take the lead here.
Yeah, nice little 12-5 run for them to get it back.
Gabe Wyatt, one-act play, state champion.
Well, hey, talk about a random. I mean, that's impressive.
A lot one of champions out champion. There. Grill, good basketball player as well. Ramirez with his teammate on him. Ramirez taking it at Wyatt. Slips it inside. Great pass by Ramirez underneath the hoop to Ian Silver for two.
That was a laser there
the
by
assist.
Ramirez.
And the other way with Kaysen Dunham. He's going to fire up a shot. That's going to be off the mark for the Fargo Gage Fort Supply Bearcat. Ramirez has it again, looking for someone to throw to. Waiting until his teammate gets open. Now he flips it back to Hernandez. Shows ball. Attack. Right at Fortune. Up underneath. Off the glass and in. Making it look easy. And we've seen that all year with Hernandez.
We saw this man put 41 on this floor in a single game.
He averaged 23.
Yeah.
Air ball there by Pettis. Back comes Hernandez. They're going to let him go. Here he goes. To the rack and down. Roberto Hernandez. And they gave him his runway and just let him go. 6:36 to go. It's 23-16 red. White with a basketball.
Nothing sweeter than a solid two-hand jam trick.
Dunham to Halverson. They're letting him shoot it.
Uh-oh.
Sam for three. No good. Rebound Hernandez. The white team had cut it to one. Is now in trouble here. Kick back. Nelson. Left side. That shot won't fall for him. And Pettis, smallest guy on the floor, grabs the board. And Carson Nelson, by the way, was the free throw state champion.
Hey, that's a good one to have.
It's a good one to have. I love it. Steal by Thurr once again on Pettis, and now it's a breakaway, and Pettis just fouls him to prevent the easy two.
I was going to say, Trent, the free throw state champ, that's going to be the highest in your book. I don't think, folks, there's anything more that makes Trent mad out there than miss free throws.
It's an undervalued skill, sir. I appreciate. Thurr now with the ball. Not going to let him shoot there. He gives it to Hernandez. Why not? Free throw line. Roberto off the mark. Rebound Silver. Takes it right back up and down. Ian Silver's got four for the Bison. And for Team Red. 25-16. Red in front of White. White with the ball. And that's Kaysen Dunham. It's a screen from Halverson. Pick and roll. Wasn't looking at him. So he throws it back to Pettis. Hands it off to Halverson. Short corner. Comes up short. Fight for the board. Dunham, I think, comes away with it. He's got Hernandez right there. He wisely pulls it back. Oh, he crosses over. Takes it baseline. Shows ball. Flips it inside to Halverson and missed the two. Great play there by Dunham. Shot wouldn't fall. Hernandez on the attack. They can't get there, and he throws it down. And Roberto Hernandez putting on a show.
Roberto knows it's an all-star game, but he don't care. He's throwing it down.
Still not committed, by the way.
Crazy trick. Just crazy.
Fortune, who got everyone off their feet, took it to the rack, missed the shot. 4:59 remaining. Red team now up big, 27-16. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
What happens when that bargain roofing job fails, your roof leaks, and your ceiling is damaged? You pay for it, that's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. And then you call the neighbors you can trust at Moore's Roofing. Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, insured, and they are right there when you need them. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
Bowl 34 basketball game, the second one. 4:59 left in the first half. Red team leads Team White. Stick around, halftime dunk contest coming up. Red team 27, white team 16. And we mentioned valedictorians. We forgot Gabe Wyatt, also a valedictorian there for Cherokee. I'm assuming they're telling me the truth, unlike Rainey
speaking
and Frazier.
Speaking of telling the truth, so I got a little dirt on Vance Rainey here. So his family was standing there when you were interviewing. They said he's a big liar about the dunk. He cannot dunk, according to this. So they just wanted that to be known.
I now don't trust a word he says after telling me he was a valedictorian. There's a missed shot coming out of that break there by Jackson Feely. Got some of the starters back in for both teams. Chavez with the basketball. The white team now trailing 27-16. They're going to hand the ball off to Austin Reed. Austin Reed looking for a teammate. Flips it back. Three there by Randall, and that's no good. Back the way it comes Trey Torrance. Weaving his way around, looking for somebody. Flips it back to Feely. Throws it away back towards Blackwell. No look pass there. He skips it over to Torrance. Torrance on the attack, up and gets fouled by Hidalgo. Tried to go up underneath him, and Hidalgo picks up the foul. That'll be the first on Zach.
Got to give Trey Torrance credit there. I don't think many people attack Zach Hidalgo with that type of vigor throughout the season.
Anyone who's seen Trey Torrance play knows he is not afraid. He will take it at you. They really is an aggressive player. He missed that first free throw. 19 a game for the Warriors. And makes the second one. So one, a two for Mr. Torrance. Now Hidalgo. Over right at Cano and lost it, kind of moving in. They're going to get Zeus with that foul. And on the attack, they're doing all he can against Hidalgo.
You want to talk about relentless. I mean, that's Zach Hidalgo all day.
I want to play at the next level at Southwestern College in Kansas. Missed the first one. Wants to be a major in computer science. He's also a great football player. He's an all-district MVP, and he made the greatest play of any game we had this year.
Yes.
In a losing effort against Fairview, but he, on a fourth and long, scored a 90-yard touchdown in a fantastic football game as Hooker fell to Fairview. But what a game that was. Torrance now out to Blackwell. Blackwell kicking it back. Feely for three, bounces long. And back there to corral it is Brett Griffith. We'll see how much $2,000 up, stolen away by Torrance on the pass. He's got a breakaway with Trey trying to throw it down. The reverse won't go. The crowd wanted it.
A for effort.
He almost got there. And he's having fun. Huge smile on his face. Hidalgo on the attack. Here he goes.
Oh.
And there goes Zach up and down.
There
on the slam home for Hidalgo. His first two of the game. It's 28-18. The white team, though, trailing by 10. Red team with the ball. 3:17 to go in the first half.
Might have some broken ribs after this one, Trent. These guys are throwing it down.
Torrance flips it over to Feely. Back to Torrance. Guarded now by his teammate Reed. Or no, I'm sorry, they're not, it's different teams there. Sorry, there's a long three by Cano, but a miss. Rebound put back, won't drop. And Colby Maddox trying to hoist that back in. There goes Colt Randall. That comes off long. Jesus gets it and throws it quickly out to Torrance, looking for a teammate. Slows the pace. He's going to pull it back. Flips it up, open for threes. Colby Maddox won't drop. Jesus tries to flip it in, and Zeus' tip won't go. Rebound Hidalgo.
Poked
still
it.
He really kind of poked it with a fist almost. 28-18, 10-point lead for Red. White with the ball. Need a bucket here.
Oh.
And that won't do it. Is Austin Reed upset with himself off that miss?
We're in a drought, Trent. We just got a lot of rain. We're back in a drought.
Feely, who started out hot, hasn't shot it in a while. And Cano on his home floor knocks it down, and Red Team starting to increase that lead. 31-18, Team Red with 2:12 remaining in the game. Griffith, spin move in traffic. Ooh, nice move by Brett Griffith. Rebound put back by Hidalgo, won't fall. Gets it again and takes it back up, and Cano tried to stop him. And Zach took it back up in for his fourth point, 31-20, trying to keep his team hanging in it. Crossover. Reed, and he's spinning it around
out.
And kind of threw it to nobody. A little too fancy there for Jackson Feely.
Yeah. Good thing nobody was on the bench on that chair. That would have been right to the forehead.
He's got to pay attention over there. Chavez gets a screen from Hidalgo. Pick and roll, didn't see him. Has it lost the basketball, stolen away by Torrance. He's got a break, but he's got Hidalgo down there. And behind him, he's got another player. Now he takes it to the rack and stuffed by Hidalgo. But they're going to call the foul.
They're going to get Austin Reed.
I think he wants the bucket, the goaltend, but he's not going to get that.
No, because the foul occurred before.
Austin Reed got him. Hidalgo's block was clean. And that puts Torrance once again at the free throw line. And short again from the line was Trey. And he also had 3.7 boards a game. Those Class B All-Stater, and that falls. Second one drops, 1-2 for Trey Torrance. He's got 5. 32-20, Red Team, minute 29 to go in the half. White with the basketball. Reed to Hidalgo. Give it to the big guy, back outside to Reed. Austin Reed, baseline. Flip pass inside. Nice pass up underneath to Hidalgo. The assist and the slam home.
It looked like they drew that one up. That was smooth, Trey.
10-point lead back to 10, 1:11 to go. A lot more dunking in this one. Long three, Torrance, no good.
We got the tallest guys in this one, though, that's why.
Except for Caleb Blackwell still out there. Cano's going to try one over top of Hidalgo. And every time white team gets some momentum, a big three again by Zeus.
Showing the bag is Jesus tonight.
35-22. The answer. Oh. Griffith fouled shooting a three and hacked. He kind of looked over at Feely. Fouled him hard that time. It's going to be three shots for Brett Griffith with 46.9 remaining in this first half.
Jackson laughing about it, but not often you can foul that hard in a regular game and say, hey, you're not getting this three.
Yeah, it's all in good fun. It's the first one drops there for Brett, another All-State player. And Griffith, Class A All-Stater, All-Region player, two-time Oklahoman All-State honorable mention, and a Seminole State Golf Committee. Missed that free throw.
Yeah, him and Carlisle are going to go play golf together. That's fun.
Yeah. A golfing buddy, all the way up through college, and you know get money, scholarship money for it, quite possibly. He hit that next one. He's got two. It's 35-24. Red team in front with the basketball, and it's Jackson Feely to the wing. They swing it around to Blackwell. 37 seconds to shoot here for Red. Drive and kick. A touch pass outside. Feely for three and knocked it down. And the Red team is hitting the threes. It's been the difference so far. They're trading threes for dunks, and they've even had some of those, I guess.
Trent, we're not getting into analytics tonight. Let's
38-24, I want to see some offense. Oh, that's a hack underneath. And Feely again, who's getting the most of his minutes now, racking up fouls.
Gave a dramatic what B type of reaction to that foul. So.
17 seconds, and he puts Austin Reed at the free throw line. Exceptional year for him. Class 3A All-State, all 89er conference. Another academic All-Stater, baseball All-Stater. He missed that first free throw. Coach Feely said of Reed, he was like having another coach on the floor, which is the ultimate compliment from a coach, really. 10.4 a game. And he made the second free throw. That's his first point for Austin. 15 seconds to shoot for Team Red. They lead 38-25 here in the first half. Torrance gets a screen. 8 to shoot. Trey. Looks like he's intent on taking this shot, and he's going to play for last shot here.
He's pulling from the logo.
Guarded by Reed. Pulls up in his face. No good. At the buzzer. Red team leads after one half. 38-25. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join White's Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welly. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Back here at Boomer Fieldhouse on Jimmy Peck Court. Classic Bowl 34, Game 2, brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. And Sealing State Bank, family-owned and operated for four generations. Proud to be a part of Classic Bowl 34. And now we're ready for the dunk contest. And we're going to just see. Now, Tyler's got a list of who is going to play in this thing.
We've got Solomon Bishop, Brandon Coronado, Roberto Hernandez, Jackson Feely, Braden Hofen, Zeus Cano, Zach Hidalgo, and Joshua Land. That's a pretty good lineup.
Quite.
Scratch Cano.
We've had a scratch. We've had a late scratch. Jesus Cano saw enough in that first half to drop that.
In a spot.
Oh, okay. He wants redemption for the missed reverse.
Yes.
So here we go. Solomon Bishop will start it out. Garber Wolverine going to play football at McPherson College. Great season. Really everybody here, but Solomon in particular could have played several sports. Fantastic defender and long arms, and he's going to go first. Going first is tough in a dunk contest.
Oh, it is. All the pressure's on him because, you know, you got to lay it down. You got to set the tone. So let's see if Solomon Bishop can do it.
Are you ready?
Now, here we go. Now, I think you get two dunks in this first round.
Okay.
And the football guy's on their feet. DeAndre Dunn is out there.
Assistance.
To try to help. So here we go. A little teamwork. Off the glass. Bishop. No good.
Close. I like the idea. Some simple start.
Using a football player from Watonga. There they go. Trailing each other. Off the glass. That one won't go.
One timed up. He's got 15 seconds.
15 seconds. So it's a timed event. So he's going to get three dunks here. Off the glass and no dice. 8 seconds left. He's got to get one down. You just got to get one down. Try it again. No good. Kind of bounced it in.
Yeah. Not quite full contact.
We'll see what the score. They're going to go to the football guys for the scores.
Now, here's the interesting part. Who's the elected speaker, if you will? Six and a half.
A generous 6.5. It looked like
not everybody's as tough as you,
Trent. It looked like Joe Jackson and DeAndre Dunn were allowed to make that call.
Yeah.
Here comes Brandon Coronado from Guymon.
Oh, is he not here?
He might have left.
He might be gone, so scratch Coronado.
That's a zero then. Zero.
Trey Torrance.
Here comes Trey Torrance. Missed an in-game reverse. Going to try to make up for it here.
Yeah, you got to make up for it after that, right? I mean, you can't let yourself be.
It's not
just
going out
reverse.
Like that.
Yeah, can't.
Over 1,000 career points for Trey.
4, 3, 2, 1.
And here he goes. All ball. He's lonesome. Oh, a little windmill.
Oh, it was close, Trent. He was close.
Creason and Hall, Malco Forgan, were about to come out of their seats over there. Right out of their shoes. Here comes Trey. Once again, tried it again.
Got stuff by the rim.
If he lands it, it's going to be a big score. He's got 10 seconds.
He's saying if I had 2 more inches.
Crowd's behind him now. Here comes Trey Torrance up.
And that's the clock.
And that's going to do it. 0-0. But a good attempt for Trey. So far, Solomon Bishop, who didn't really even dunk it, is leading.
Yeah.
That's probably about to change right here.
Oh, yeah.
Here comes Roberto.
Had at least, what, 2 dunks in that first half already?
He's going to start it out here. Well, right side.
Interesting.
His shoes taking his time. Letting the clock wind down. Off the glass. Oh, he tried to throw it down. That ball got away from him. They got to get it back to him. 21 seconds. And he's just taking his time. He's not in a hurry. Down. And there he goes. Off the glass and hammered it home. And I don't know.
What? Creese is giving him the thud downs over there. What are we doing, Adam Creese?
That's the Balco Forgan Tyrone rivalry or something.
Yep. That was, and Leela knows. Look, Leela called it out. Okay.
Eight and a half.
Leland, we got
tough crowd. Wow. Tough crowd.
Wow. Now, Trey, you just call him generous a second.
I don't know if we're going to see one better than that. 8.5.
Now, see, I know Jackson's a good athlete, but I don't know if he got one down in a game. So let's see if he can do this.
See what he's got. 4, 3, 2. Class 3A, small school West All-Stater, Jacksonville. High lob to himself. Turned around, coming down.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my.
A dark horse trick?
Uh-oh.
Can we say a dark horse?
No one saw that coming. Spun around, dropped it down.
Oh, he at first
Someone
attempt.
Was practicing.
First attempt. And they said a 9? So a 9. Ooh.
9. What's a 10 look like?
No joke.
For this crew.
I've seen NBA dunks get less creative than that get 10s.
Well, look here. Here's what we missed. Jackson Feely was a high jump state qualifier. Trent. So we missed that.
There it is, the high jump.
Northwestern commit. Play for the Rangers, major in engineering.
He's going to help his teammate.
Now he's going to help Braden Hofen. This is a good combo here. Feely to Hofen.
High point to
high
too much. Yeah. I think Hofen getting it down.
And now back comes Jackson. Other side. Oh, there they go. It was more on the pass, though.
Yeah.
The lob made it pretty easy there.
It went through the net, Trent. That's all that matters.
Hoffman's trying to influence the judges, it looks
seven.
Like.
I think that's fair. I think that's
fair. Yeah. They're going to college together, by the way, both going to Northwestern.
There you go.
Coach Feely said of Hoffman, one of the best rebounders he's ever coached. And here's Zach Hidalgo.
Solo out there. A little up and under.
Oh!
Would have been an up and under two-hander.
Just off the mark. And already this has been way better than last year's dunk contest. I'll tell you that much. Last year was rough. Jared Birdwell winning Kingfisher. Oh, threw it too hard. Now he's just got to get one down. You got to make one. There he goes. Oh, nice. And I don't know, Tyler, he kind of tossed it bad. Other than Feely's, I think that's probably number two. That's got to be,
come up with.
That's
gotta
be at least
solid.
An A5.
I don't know if that's an A5. It was solid, but it wasn't quite.
The fact that he even got it to go down was quite the.
It's not better than Jackson Feely's dunk.
No, I said the second. I'm giving it second so far.
Oh, so okay. They say tie for Hernandez. Right. I'll take Hernandez the dunk. I'm sorry.
8.5. Here goes Josh Land with his teammate in front of him. Well, it seems like all the Hammond guys can jump all the time. They're leapers. Torrance.
Oh, get a little pass. Well, too much there, Trey.
Now, you got to have your assist guy not get fancy.
Yeah, you got to have
it's the dunk that's got to take precedence here. Trying it again. Off the mark and throws it up, and Land got it down. Not bad.
Is better than the dunk, Trey, I think.
No need to get fancy with the pass.
Yeah.
Could have ruined the whole thing.
6.5.
Oh no, that was.
I know it's fair, Trent. That's fair.
I disagree with the judges.
You're a harsh judge. You went harsh last year. Now you're going soft.
Maybe so. My old age. So round two. And I think this is the one where you just get. Oh, it's another 30.
Yep.
Here goes Solly.
Ah.
And Feldaz got to get back up again after that miss.
Had a 6.5 in that first round.
There he goes again off the glass, trying to get it.
Trent, just off the fingertips. Just can't quite get the finish there.
Solomon Bishop was part of, as he misses that segment, too, it's part of one of the best 100-meter sprints in state this year.
Yeah.
Came in just a tad short, and that's going to miss again. As he's
run out of time.
Just got to get it down.
Oh.
Yep. That time one didn't fall. That's gonna hurt the average.
They're trying to give him a 10 over there.
Gibson wants a 10.
I'm questioning this judge group more and more as we go.
Here comes Torrance. It's a fan, looks like a crowd favorite for the football guys here. We'll see. Here goes Trey.
Went back to it, tried to get it again. They might give a 10 for a win.
Here we go. He regathers.
Oh, so close, Trent.
He hasn't stopped smiling since he's got here.
Yeah,
he's having
a
great time. Torrance again. Here comes the crowd.
5 seconds.
Not 4 seconds. Clock, a factor. Tired legs got him, Tyler.
Yeah. Well, it tells you how hard a windmill is. NBA guys make it look easy. It's hard to come over and get that finish on the hammer. Roberto got up the sleeve.
Roberto.
Got upstaged by Jackson Feely.
Our co-West player of the year. Coach Witt said he's the best basketball player I've ever coached. And here comes Roberto. Crowd backs up, gives him some space over there.
Oh,
windmill. He kind of lost. You could tell he lost his mark when he spun around. He lost track of where he was. Here he goes again. That time he did it again.
He's come up short. He's run out of room there.
You got to make one because the first two guys didn't. So you got to get one down. Nope.
Oh.
Time for one more. Just throw it
five
down.
5 seconds. He's got a rush. Here goes three. Put in gear. One.
A little hesitation. Oh.
Get it.
Spin. Too many spins. I think he got a little dizzy there towards the end. Couldn't quite orient himself.
I couldn't do one, much less about five or six of those hits.
And now Jackson Feely, who wowed us earlier. I picked the wrong gold bug, possibly.
I'm telling
you. My dark horse. I thought Hofen was my pregame winner, but Feely is like the man
bounce?
To beat.
Oh. That was a straight-up accurate bounce to himself right off the bat.
He's going to try it again. That was a nice one.
Solid. And went in. Counts. I know he can't wait.
That's why he said throw that one away.
Oh, wait. Okay.
He wants another shot.
Okay, he's got clocked on.
And the round two has not been as impressive as round one. Here we go, Jackson. He's just got to get one down, and he missed it. Well, so far, he's had the only one that went in.
He shouldn't have waved it off. He should have just called it.
I should have just. Maybe all you got to do is make one. I mean, that's what happened with Jared Birdwell here.
Yes.
Now here comes Hofen. It's time, no teammate to lob it to him. And we'll see what Braden has in mind. That's your homecoming king, by the way, at Alba. Lob, Hofen, up, and kind of laid it in, a little half-hearted. Another one, another lob from Hofen. Oh, and that one don't go, and now everyone's gone cold. Braden Hofen, by the way, took 46 charges this year.
My goodness.
That is a great stat to have.
Oh, there
he goes. Bounced it to himself and threw it down.
Got the one-hand hammer.
And all of a sudden, the guy I bet on earlier has come
right
back
in,
and I'm right back
you
in.
You always trust your gut, Trent. We talk about this at the studio all the time. Okay.
7-5, but.
Hey, if you're the only guy who gets two dunks down, I mean.
It's an average, and he did pretty good the first time.
There you go.
So.
Yeah, he matched his, it was a 7 his first time.
A
so
dog.
One up.
Here comes Zach.
Oh, went for the windmill.
That ball went sky high on him after the miss.
Zach, an 8.5 in the first round. See if he could.
This could be a big. He could break it open here. Hidalgo.
Oh, so close.
I like how he tries kind of a different one every time. He's not just trying the same thing over and over again. So we'll see what he's shaking it up. Oh, that time he went back to the well. And a miss. 8 seconds. He's just got to get one down.
Six and hustle.
That's what they're telling him over there. There's a little bounce to himself.
Risky.
Whoa, there it is. And easily the best one there around two for Hidalgo.
Nice bounce, good two-handed slam. Will they give it? 7.
7.
Harsh.
Wow.
But he's got the best average so far, Trent.
Some low scores. Must have got a 6 from the Watonga judge. Now Josh Land flying solo.
Land a 6.5 in that first round.
No Torrance. Oh, try to take it up. Got his momentum carried him a little too far into the rim there.
Try to take a sneaky reverse.
Josh again. Oh. And the lob, his pass to himself, his lob isn't quite high enough.
Yeah, it's not leading him well, getting out of your depth here.
Just dunk it. Just dunk it. Just take it in there. Well, there's off the glass. Oh,
too far. Should got Trey back.
One more chance.
Trying to go with a simple.
Tired legs. Tired legs got him.
Yep.
And now we're going to – now we have to do math.
Well, it should
so
be.
This
I
could
mean,
be an interesting –
Hofen and Hidalgo were the only two that got dunked down.
Yeah, that's going to help the average.
Yeah.
Two H's.
So there you go. That's – we're getting confirmation. The
All
only
right.
two guys that got two dunks down.
I got it. My underdog pick's going to come through. Here comes Braden Hofen.
Now, what do you got left here? You've hit two dunks. What do you got in the bag?
6'2". He's given up about 6 inches here.
Hadn't mattered, Trey. He's got hops.
One round, says Matt Adair.
Now, here's the question. If you're Hidalgo and Hofen goes first, right, doesn't get a dunk down, do you just open with a simple dunk and claim it there, or do you go for the whole bag?
I'd go second. I'd see what I had to beat.
I know. I'm saying, though, if you go second, the other guy doesn't get a dunk down. Do you just open it with a simple dunk and call it good, or what do you do?
It looks like Hidalgo won the whatever it was, paper, rock, scissors. So Hofen's going to go first. Hofen versus Inago, Alva versus Hooker for the dunk contest. Here comes Braden Hofen. Up in the windmill, won't fall. And he's got to ditch the problem. He's got to chase the ball back into the corner.
He's got to add time.
Killing time.
Oh, no.
Yep, he's not sweating it.
Down to 17 seconds.
Cool customer. He's going to take it back up and in, and that time, not enough hops there.
I don't think he's got the legs left to get it over the top, Trent, on that. Let's see what he's got left here.
And it is one more time. Oh, and the rim knocked him down, and that's going to hurt him because he can't get back up and dunk it in time, so no make.
Still get a good hand from the football guys over there.
Now here's Hidalgo's telling the crowd to move back.
Uh-oh. Going from a deep angle.
He's saying he's pushing him back to the sideline.
Uh-oh, he's got some help.
Jesse Gibson.
Oh, he's going to try. He's going for the whole bag.
He's going to go over.
Uh-oh.
3, 2, 1.
Let's see if he does it. Up over top, and he got it down. Over top, and the crowd goes wild.
Look at that
bomb, Hidalgo. Oh, my goodness. He even did the Jordan leg spread going over there.
Saved the best for that. He's just missing around the first two rounds, Trent.
He had that in his pocket.
Uh-huh. Assist for Jesse Gibson. That's got to be a 10. It's a 10. We'll call it.
Oh, that's a 10. That's 10s all around.
Easy 10. Easy. There's your champ.
Hidalgo winning West Co-Player of the Year, the dunk contest. Only thing he's not winning the game right now is team's down 13.
Oh, man, I love it. Had it saved in the back pocket.
Hidalgo takes the contest. We're going to take a break and come right back here. Second half coming up. Red team leads white 38-25. It's Classic Bowl 34 on K101.